They think they're smart, but what do they know? It's Hector and Krish, the pedestrian show.
They changed their name just for you, but what do they know? They still got sued.
The pedestrians, download Stitcher iTunes. The pedestrians, it's the one without a review.
Their friends make jokes at their expense, but the biggest laughs on the audience.
So sit right back, grab a beer, you're gonna need it, Shreether is here.
The pedestrians, download Stitcher iTunes. The pedestrians, won't you leave a review?
Hey, thanks for downloading another episode of the Podestrian Podcast. Gee, it's real swell that you just took this time to download another episode and spend some time with us, your new family, your new friends, Krish and me and the rest of the gang. Just want to tell you that we got another show this Friday, November 3rd, from 7 to 9 p.m. What? 7 to 9 p.m.? That's 2 hours long. That's twice as long as ever. Well, it's because it's our one-year anniversary, and we're going to have food, and we're going to have shows, and we're going to have, oh yeah, lots of booze, but don't tell anyone. Anyways, it'd be great if you could show up. And this next episode that you're about to listen to was recorded on October 13th. Spooky, Friday the 13th. But don't worry, no one was hurt recording this. We hope you enjoy, and we hope you stick around, and also tell your friends, and also like us on Facebook, and also write us letters, and also visit us on thepodestrians.com, and also come see us, and also take care of your parents, and also eat your veggies, and goodbye.
Check, check, check,
check, check,
check, check,
check,
check,
check,
check, check, check, check, check, check, check, check, check,
check, check, check,
check, check, check, check, check.
Hello, and welcome to the Podestrians Live.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Podestrians Podcast. Today is October 13th, Friday the 13th. Yes. Hope everyone's having the most spooktacular Friday the 13th. Uh-huh. I was thinking about this today because I was like, oh, you know, why does it feel so momentous? And it's because 13 inverted is 31.
Yes.
And October 31, as we all know,
it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. Wait, it's Halloween. It's Halloween.
It is Halloween. It's Halloween, yeah. It will be Halloween.
But more importantly, it's a day after Halloween's Eve on October 30th.
Mischief night if you're from New Jersey or Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. That's a very specific locale. Like, New Jersey. Also, why? Who are the people that lived in, like, New Jersey, Eastern Pennsylvania? Like, why are they situated there? Is that a special place?
Eastern Pennsylvania?
Well, and also New Jersey. It's like, it feels like a colonial thing, right? Like, I get Eastern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
But what's up with Jersey?
It's just there. Like, I mean, you have to, it just exists. It's like halfway between.
But why is it feels like, why? How is it linked to Philadelphia? Like, in all my history books, I don't remember, like, in, you know, like, Washington crossed the Delaware, and like, you know, we got the Liberty Bell. But like, what happened in New Jersey? Krish, as someone from New Jersey,
I'm like racking.
You
my
are
brain.
Not on trial here, but
I am racking my brain.
But you
are. I know that the governor of New Jersey was Benjamin Franklin's son, and he one of his illegitimate children, and he supported the British.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Steve Franklin.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like Steve. Yeah. Little Stevie. Yeah.
Little Steve. So we're gonna have a conversation. It's gonna be inspired by a suggestion from you, and then based off of that conversation, we're gonna see a bunch of scenes, and those scenes are gonna be coming from a lovely cast of performers. Please give it up for Alice Wu, David Chalk, Kat Hollander, Caitlin Harrington, and Joshua Love.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Howdy.
Cool.
Cool. Should we also introduce the person seated to your right?
Yeah, we should introduce our good friend and I don't know. There's nothing else to say about it.
Our good friend
Shreether. Special qualities, no?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Qualities, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, seated to my right is our good friend Sridhar Ramesh.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
I had so many things to say about the New Jersey thing, but then I didn't know if I should talk before.
Nope.
I
was
nope. We don't care anymore.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, that part's over. So to get us started, we'd like to ask the audience for a potential topic, a topic that you want us to talk about, something that you think is like really important.
Perhaps New Jersey, yes, exactly.
Oh, New Jersey, okay.
Oh, you want to talk about New Jersey?
Okay, so now, Sridhar, what do you think about?
Well, I think maybe, because Krish didn't move to New Jersey till later in his age, right? What age were you when you went to New Jersey?
I was in the third grade.
Okay, right. So I remember, so it's not that much difference, but I was there, you know, first grade, second grade. They talk a lot in early elementary school about the Revolutionary War over and over and its implications in terms of New Jersey. Uh-huh. So the big thing they would talk about a lot is that apparently briefly for like 2 weeks, Trenton was the capital of the U.S. in some technical sense.
Trenton?
Yeah, Trenton, New Jersey. Apparently for like 2 weeks of the capital of the United States.
Why was it so special? Why is Trenton so special?
I don't know. It's been relegated now to mere capital of New Jersey. Yeah. Even that it wasn't for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Another thing is, so my elementary school is called Saltbrook School, and the reason it's called that is because there was a brook, I guess, in my town that apparently during the Revolutionary War, they didn't want the British to capture this river brook for some reason, so they poured a bunch of salt in it. And I don't know why this made it impossible for them to capture it or what use they were planning to make
of
it.
How much salt do you need to...
Well, that's the other thing, is that this brook is, like, I crossed this brook on the way to school. It's only like a foot wide.
That's like Sridhar crossing the Delaware.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is true. Like, I feel like if you think about all the battles, like, you look at Gettysburg and you're like, this place? Like, what's so important about this field?
Mm-hmm.
And,
like, just a bunch of dead bodies. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it's weird that there's, like, all this, like, momentous, like, significance assigned to to certain places that and of like, strategic importance.
I know. And I always find that very boring also, though. Later on, when you learn about history, they focus a lot on memorizing, like, the order of the specific battles in a war, which is such a really, like, small-scale, insignificant, detailed way of looking at...
Well, I would argue, though, that the reason that's important is because, you know, we are a... we're a country built on our military.
On our logistics.
On our logistics. Well, don't undersell the supply chain. That is very important for any single war.
And Walmart.
And Walmart.
Well, that's why we will never be taken down, is because we have Walmart. And Amazon, the logistics base, the fact that we have drones delivering things, like, we will never lose.
We don't have drones delivering things other than bombs yet.
When I think about that, it's also, then we learned that the North won the Civil War because of its advanced supply chain, like the Transcontinental Railroad and all their investment in infrastructure. So it does feel like this is a country that encourages, like, that supply chain mentality of, like, efficiency at, like, all costs. And
But, like, not at all costs, because, I mean, like, we're not Germany. Like, Germany is, like, really efficient, you know, and, like,
and that's why they've never lost any major wars.
But, like, it's like efficiency, but, like, also, like, a bit of, like, American, like that bravado that you get about, like, you know, Western expansion and like Manifest Destiny.
I was having, speaking of Manifest Destiny, I was having a burrito today, and I was thinking to myself, I remember, like, hearing some fact about how burritos aren't from Mexico, and I was thinking to myself, well, they're prominently featured in, like, Texas, in California. I'm thinking they were probably part of northern Mexico before we invaded them and captured them. So they are, in a sense, Mexican food. It's just they're now American food.
It also always annoys me that people act like you shouldn't eat that because it wasn't an authentic food from 100 years ago. Well, why should I only eat foods that existed 100 years ago? Like, I love crispy shell tacos, and then people yell at me, like, oh, you know, authentic tacos are all soft shell. Well, I don't care. I mean... Like, if I were eating authentic Indian food, there wouldn't be any chili peppers in it, right? That's a post-Columbus thing. It would all be, like black pepper. It'll be bullshit.
Yeah.
Columbus went here to get good spices, and he didn't end up in India, but he got way better spices than they used to have.
Wait, are there are like red chili peppers from?
Yeah, they're a
the
new world.
Really? So are tomatoes. So are potatoes. Yep. Like if you think about,
I knew the tomatoes and potatoes because of the O's, because of that rhyme.
Because you like to eat potatoes and tomatoes. Tomatoes.
speaking of New World, I also I know I was gonna say something about burritos, but that doesn't make any sense. I think burritos are great. I think I agree with you, Sridhar. This is one thing that we can agree upon, that it's bullshit to like say like, oh, just because it's not authentic, you know, cultural food doesn't mean that it's not delicious. In fact, maybe it's more delicious. In fact, maybe scientists have spent a lot of time engineering it to be even more delicious.
Yeah, I feel like there's these conflicts within like food culture. Like there is the whole idea of authenticity, and the other, on the other hand, there's like locally sourced food. And like if I want locally sourced food, it's not going to be authentic to like say some other region of the world. Like I'm not going to get locally sourced authentic Thai food. Like that's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say, maybe authenticity alone is overrated. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we keep searching for authentic experiences, like love and, like, romance. But, like, maybe, like, that's, a, you know, like, why are we wasting time with that?
Are those authentic? So my reaction to this, are those really authentic experiences?
That's what I'm saying, right? Are they authentic? I mean, a lot of it has already been engineered, right? Like, all the experiences that we have, they're kind of... they're sort of a copy, a poor simulacrum of things that we've seen.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what we've seen have come in like within the last 100 years. Like when you think about movies and like the ideas of love are just like heavily like romanticized in the media, and they're not necessarily innate to like if you think about cultures, people were married off when they were children, and like that was very common until 100 years ago.
Yeah, and I mean think about this, right? Like. People are getting, people are falling in love in New Jersey and having kids in New Jersey, and we all know what New Jersey is.
You say you love me, but it doesn't feel real. I mean, we go on dates. That's like, no one even did that 100 years ago.
People didn't go on dates 100 years ago because they were in different countries.
Because they were what?
In different countries.
Well, even in the United States, people didn't go on dates, though. They just, like, parents set them up and said, hey, I want you to get married, and...
What's the point of knowing when people started dating? The point is, they do now. I love you, you love me. I'm hungry.
It just doesn't feel real to me. I mean, we'd, like, go to movies together. Movies weren't even a technology 100 years ago. I want to feel like love, like people have felt.
Look, I just want to watch Netflix. That wasn't around 10 years ago.
Hi, I'm husband 2.0 that you have scientifically engineered to be better, and I would love to watch movies with you.
This is so much like further a stretch from what I want. I want something guttural. I want something real. I want something that I want my parents to tell me what to wear. It's like I made a choice here.
Oh, you've programmed me to tell you what to wear. And in fact, you should continue to wear those Hawaiian shirts and very lovely form-fitting baggy pants.
Just all this flattery, it's...
Do you not enjoy approval 2.0?
Not when it's like programmed in. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel authentic. I don't even feel like I've earned it.
Would you like me to devolve and morph back into your original, authentic husband?
If that's a possibility, sure.
I'm back, and I'm still hungry.
All right, men, the Canadians are coming, and we need to roll out the tarps, cover up the country, make it clear there's nothing good here. Nothing coming to see.
I'm way ahead of you. I've already covered the cornfields with plastic bags.
Oh, the cornfields? That's the best thing we've got.
That's right.
Oh, well, I'm going to get the Grand Canyon next.
Oh.
That one's very good, and it's going to require a very large tarp.
Well, luckily, Walmart sells tarps in droves.
Oh, Have we thought about hiding the Walmarts? That's certainly going to be the next thing that they're going to want after they see the cornfields and the Grand Canyon.
Do you think Walmart sells tarps large enough to cover Walmart?
Oh.
Well, I swear when we were crossing the border, there was going to be a whole country here, but it's just like this big sheet of blue. There's no country here to invade.
I'm still hungry.
I poured salt all over the tarps, just for some extra insurance.
Ah, Jenkins, you're my best soldier. Thank goodness we were the men for the job.
We're going to rule this country for eternity.
And bathe in salt for as long as it takes.
Mmm.
The thought of the salting, though, does... assaulting. The assaulting that made me think of the Carthaginian Wars. We're all familiar with the Carthaginian
Wars.
Of course, you know?
You are referring to the Punic Wars?
I'm sorry, the Punic Wars. You're absolutely correct. and it was, I forgot, who was it that, when they...
Hannibal?
No. In Carthage. Hannibal invaded Rome, or was invading Rome, but when, was it Caesar? When he went to Carthage, after they destroyed Carthage, they sowed salt into the earth.
Right, mm-hmm. So that the plants wouldn't grow.
Yeah. Is that a real thing? Do people actually sow salt into the earth?
There's a lot of old stories about it. I assume people have at least tried it.
Yeah, but and so as a result, things don't grow because it's too salty and the mm-hmm. chemical balance is off. Is that?
That's my understanding. Yeah. I'm not an agriculturalist.
Well, I mean, I think what that makes me think of is like think about how cruel that is. Like that's like a you're destroying like the environment just like out of like conquest. I think that's like worse than pillaging a city. It's like I want like generations after this like conquest to suffer.
Yeah.
From this conquest.
Yeah, like, exactly. I mean. War.
These are the ancient landmines. Like these were like they.
Oh, that's a good analogy. Yeah.
Well, okay. So
I don't know how long the salt's effect lasts, though. I mean, that salt probably leaches out of the earth after a couple, after one generation, right?
Yeah. Okay. So maybe it's like a time bomb where like it goes off for a little while and then you can repopulate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe it just makes really like deliciously salty foods.
Well, that's the other thing, right? Like maybe it's just seasoning for the food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What if you
maybe it's a conciliatory gesture when you're leaving.
Yeah, they're salting the land, but also like sprinkling some pepper as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and paprika. Oh, paprika.
Yeah.
That would require the spice trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The spice trade. Okay. I guess I'm gonna.
They did used to have cinnamon in the old world. There's like only one good old world spice, and it's mm-hmm. cinnamon.
Where was it grown?
In India.
Oh, okay.
But all the other ones from India are bullshit.
You don't like black pepper. That's
no, black pepper is nothing. It's like you
that's,
know.
That's shocking.
It's shocking? I mean, it's fine. It's nothing exciting. It's nothing compared to chili pepper.
Well, we don't have to compare spices. Each spice contributes its own flavor and unique flavor profile.
No, you can compare them quite rigorously using the Scoville unit scale.
Wait, is that a real
yeah,
scale?
Yeah, it measures the parts per million of capsaicin.
Yeah, but okay.
That's not an objective measure. Are you saying that like the higher the Scoville count, the more delicious?
I'm actually not saying that because once when I was in high school, like everyone you were like,
wait, no, Sridhar, you said it. Now you have to stand by it.
All right, fine. I am saying it. Well, once when I was in high school, everyone knew I liked spicy food. So this friend of mine.
Wait, that feels like.
What's that?
Oh, it was only in high school that you realized that you like spicy food?
Well, this friend of mine got like a bottle of extract of pure capsaicin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be delicious. And me and him, we both put it on like a piece of toast and just ate it at lunch. And it didn't taste like anything. It just tasted like chemicals. And I know everything is chemicals, but it tasted like the thing that you think of when you hear it tasted like chemicals. And then, in high school, so I had to have this braggadocio, this machismo, so I was just like, delicious, and it was terrible. And then, at first, it didn't really have any effect, but then my back and my throat started burning, and it started getting worse and worse. So the moment lunch period ended, I just rushed into the bathroom and just sat in a stall and waited to die, and I missed my next class, so capsaicin is not actually that great.
Did you try to neutralize it with milk or anything like that?
No, so it was after that I started enjoying milk a lot more.
we should say that.
I love milk.
Yeah, so
milk
if you've ever been
time.
To lunch with Shreether, he will order at least 2 glasses
of
milk.
Yeah, in a very disgusting...
What is so disgusting about milk?
Who has milk at lunch? That's just a weird thing.
What are you talking about? They give it to you at lunch in high school.
Well, yeah, when you're a kid.
And usually they put, like, chocolate or strawberry flavoring
in
it.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, yeah, because kids...
Well, I'm an adult. I don't need chocolate in my milk.
Go on. No. So that's interesting. So the capsaicin, like, you didn't go to the infirmary or anything like that.
No, it wasn't so bad that after one, like, half hour or something, I was all right.
But yeah. And then did the kids all be like, were they all like, oh man, that's Shreether. He downed a whole bottle of capsaicin. Like, were you
yeah,
like,
I don't think anybody else from my high school. Like, I guess the kids in my next class might have wondered where I was, but I don't think any of the people I was at lunch with ever found out that I actually had a really bad experience.
So you didn't have like but did people think like you were a badass for doing that?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I've never heard anyone give me any compliments for it, but I assume they thought I was cool.
There weren't like other classmates that came up with like a bouquet of roses or anything. Like, oh, you're the one.
Yeah, but they would keep bringing me more capsaicin extract, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll take this home and really enjoy it luxuriously with
dinner.
How
much capsaicin did you actually have?
No, it was just like a couple drops on a piece of toast. That's what I'm saying. It was incredibly intense.
Okay, just the practical effect of that though. Yeah. Like a piece of toast is, you know, like let's say 4 inches by 4 inches.
I'm willing to endorse that.
A couple of drops. How does that, like, how do you distribute that, those couple
I'm
drops?
I'm not saying it was well distributed throughout the toast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I also don't remember the exact metrics of the toast, you know, 15 years later. So right. It might have been 3 inches by 5 for all I know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 3 by 3.
Classic toast size.
It might have been A1 sized.
Yeah.
So capsaicin is supposed to have, like, caffeine-like properties in terms
of,
like, it's supposed to keep you awake and...
because there is also this thing about how birds don't react to capsaicin because they don't have the receptors for it, and they also don't react to caffeine, I believe. Mm. So peppers are supposed to be often, they're spread by birds eating the peppers and then shitting out their seeds across.
Wait,
the,
what?
Yeah. This is the bird version of salting the earth, I suppose. But because birds don't have any reaction to spicy food, they actually eat a lot of hot peppers.
Oh, yeah. So they're like the badasses of the middle school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We all looked up to birds. We thought, man, I wish I was as cool as a bird.
Ever since reading The Birds, that was like my first reaction. Like, they're going to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like no one like hollowed out their bones in a way like
and got rid of all their teeth and and learned to fly, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, I feel like we've taken a departure from our original topic of Trenton.
Of New Jersey actually was our original topic.
Of New Jersey. Yeah. But I do feel like just to circle back, I do feel like New Jersey could be the future capital again. And I'm sorry to be the person to bring up Trump again.
Are you going to talk about Atlantic City and Trump Taj Mahal?
No. No. But I guess I could. I was going to talk about how Bedminster, his country club, is in New Jersey well.
Sorry, who's Bedminster?
It's a city in New Jersey.
Oh, wait, is it South Jersey or something?
No, it's closer to New York.
I don't even know. Yeah.
In any case, it's a place where Trump hangs out. Does a lot of his presidenting out of that country club, but I mean it's totally feasible that New Jersey again becomes like a new capital of the U.S.
Illinois and Hawaii were respective during the first and second term of Obama, the new capital states of the U.S.
Hawaii was never like Obama wasn't like negotiating.
I'm sorry, Kenya.
That went in an unexpected direction. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, we should also say Shreether is one of the first birthers. Yeah. Yeah.
My position is I don't believe Obama was born. Show me the birth certificate. Yep. Show me the birth certificate.
It's true. Haven't seen it. Yeah. So but you guys don't find that weird, though, that New Jersey
spends a lot of time in.
No, just that, like, New Jersey. I don't.
You're shitting on New Jersey.
You're basically shitting on New Jersey.
I always find it odd that everyone shits on New Jersey, yeah. it's just because their whole image of New Jersey is only the drive from Newark Airport to New York City, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows that there's more to the state than the Garden State Parkway or whatever.
I think a lot of people who shit on New Jersey have never even been. I think it's just, it is a fashionable thing to do. It's like, how do I get in with the popular kids?
Shit
on New Jersey.
Yeah. that was the most popular thing in high school, is the shit on New Jersey.
Wait, where are you from? Ohio?
From Ohio.
I do, when I lived in Ohio, that's where I was before moving to New Jersey. Shitting on West Virginia was very common.
Yeah, that was really popular.
Like a lot of West Virginian jokes. And it was.
And actually, the thing is, like, West Virginia is nice when you drive through it. You know, like I remember it being pretty nice.
Yeah.
But even my dad, I remember my dad talking shit about West Virginia. I'm like, that's a weird thing. Being an immigrant who like cannot tell the difference between one state from another, why is West Virginia worse than Ohio?
Your dad hadn't lived here long enough to have any sense of the differences between states?
I don't think so, but yet he had a very strong opinion about how shitty West Virginia
I think your dad wanted to just get in with the cool kids.
Yeah, I do think so,
too. Well, he wanted to align himself with the winning side of the Civil War. The most honorable fact about West Virginia is its creation.
Well, I do feel like, I mean, with all the strip mining that happens in West Virginia, it does feel like we've salted the earth in West Virginia, and so that, like, nothing else can grow.
That's kind of sad.
Did I get real for a second?
A little bit.
Just pondering what you said there. Really thinking about it.
That's another thing. If we're talking about Trump and moving back there, I feel like there are so many jobs that are lost in so many states throughout the country right now. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there are these so-called flyover states where jobs are not coming back to, and like those states have representation. Like they have a significant amount of representation in the rest of the countries. And so you might be moving people out, but each one of them has two senators and
So, are you saying like we shouldn't really be making fun of these states? We should be trying to bring them. We should be bringing them into the fold. We should be like encouraging. We should be like placating. We should play to the middle. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that there's a real problem that needs to be addressed. I don't necessarily know if
jobs
or just the well-being of people.
Yeah, the well-being of people.
Or
yeah.
Not mediated through
I think we've already established that Walmart is going to bring jobs to everyone. It's the logistics chain that is going to save America.
Yeah, but you also already established that Walmart is going to switch away from human delivery to drone delivery, so I don't know how long thought out this plan is as a jobs program.
We need to get rid of everyone in the middle of the country by pooping out chili peppers until they die.
That's right. Oh, if only I could have something to drink to keep me going. I'm so exhausted.
Okay. Here is some spicy drink. It'll make you poop.
But you know, neither the spices nor, I don't know, the caffeine or, say, any sort of, what's it called? Stimulant seems to work on our fearsome bird.
I know,
bodies.
I just took all this ecstasy and I feel nothing.
I know. I was shooting up earlier and I'm not having any sort of flashbacks or flash forwards. I just feel exactly the same.
I took some acid and I felt like I was flying, but I'm pretty sure I was actually flying.
You were actually flying. I was right behind you and I was taking some of that MDMA, and I tell you, I don't feel any greater love for you than I already do.
Damn.
Hey, does that bird have a pacifier hanging around its neck?
Yeah, totally.
Right? What's going on? Whoa, where's that EDM music coming from?
Oh, I think it's coming from the bird.
No.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But I feel no pleasure.
Anyways, I gotta get back to class.
Let's shit on New Jersey.
Yeah, so anyway, Maya Payne, I know it's been a nice 2 weeks that Trenton was the capital and everything, but the Congress decided to take it back. They're gonna move it to D.C.
D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hate that place.
I know. It's a swamp on the Potomac.
That's what I say. Swamp of the Potomac. You know, I had big plans for this place.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was going to build a big gold hotel.
Oh, that would have been so great.
I was going to sit in a big chair at the top of it. A big gold chair.
A big gold Maya chair?
A
big gold mayor chair.
Oh.
With a staff.
And that tells you that everyone, that lets everyone know that you're like a cool mayor who's in charge because it's a gold hotel, but
right?
Casual because it's a hotel.
That's right. I'm the people's mayor.
You're
That's
the
what I
people's
always
mayor.
Say. That's right. I was going to have one of those snakehead staffs like in Egypt.
Whoa.
Just for some culture.
Just for some culture, yeah. What are they gonna do in Washington? Just build like more of those big old columnal buildings based off weird Roman architecture?
Oh, I hate those things with the domes.
With the domes.
Oh.
Always with the
Always
domes.
Always with the domes.
Aye.
Look, here in New Jersey, we know how to strike a balance between populism and regalism.
That's right. Like you go to a 7-Eleven, you know, you get yourself some beef jerky and dust it with some gold flake.
That's right. You go to the Burger King, lousy with those crowns.
That's right. Lousy with the crowns. They give the kids.
I was going to wear one of those crowns when I sat on my chair.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows that the mayor's the Burger King.
That's right.
Sir, you can't take a crown if you don't order a Happy Meal.
I'm the mayor!
I don't care who you are. That's just the policy we have here.
Such disrespect already!
Don't they know I'm the mayor?
You're the mayor!
I don't want to eat those burgers.
Oh, but we're not in the city that's the capital anymore.
I bet those burgers are made in D.C. Don't
I bet
trust
they
them.
Ship it over here with that swamp-laden cattle.
That's right. I want a New Jersey-made crown. I want to sit in a New Jersey-made chair. And I want to eat carrots.
Good old Jersey carrots,
grown
in the earth that hasn't been salted and yet dusted with some nice foie gras.
That's right. Let's secede.
I think it's weird that it is true. I feel like it's weird that you know, like the architecture that we see, you know, like in D.C. and all, you know, all this like neoclassic architecture. You know, we're striving for the
Romans.
The Romans and the Greeks, like the symbols of you know thought and logic, and yet you know like it's like well isn't America about being new, about like you know striking out and like throwing away the shackles of like tradition and history?
It's just about fuck you to the British, and the Romans were the last people to take over the British. So
so you think it's like sort of like the Romans took over the British, and so like
No, I don't really think that.
No, either. I don't think that's the case. Yeah.
No, it is all this thing that people have been for thousands of years just obsessed with the Romans and the Greeks, like they invented everything. Like you just said, the logic and reason. I always feel like that's such nonsense. Like the Greeks invented logic. Like they always talk about Aristotle as the father of logic, but Aristotle also thought women had more teeth than men. So I don't really know where that reputation comes from.
He wasn't quite sure how gravity worked either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think part of it is that there was like, you know, this whole like, during the Renaissance, it was like coming back to Greek and Roman philosophy as like the canon of Western thought sophistication, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was coming out of that sort of like more dark age, you know, medieval thought where we're leeching everyone as a form of medicine.
And they were still leeching people during the Renaissance. I don't think leeching really went away until...
Well, obviously, I mean, leeching still works. We
we now have the evidence for it.
We now have
evidence.
The point
is, it switched from an anecdotal folk medicine to evidence-backed
empiricism is the key here. It just seems like America always seems to stand for, like, this sort of, like, you know, like... manifest destiny, right? Like we talking about the burritos, like we, you know, it's about like setting out, you know, it's like Huck Finn, you know, like lighting out for the West, right? This is the ethos of America, and yet, you know, like we're still so much shackled by the past.
But we're even shackled by the American past. Like we're always shackled by talking about what did the founding fathers want? Like
absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They wanted slavery. That's
exactly
what they wanted.
They were super keen on it too. Yeah. They wrote it into their big document and everything.
And they also had a metric, which is the weirdest thing. Like, they had a metric for, like, the value of slaves.
Although, it's not really the value of slaves. It's, like, the increased voting value of the white people who happen to live next to slaves. So, like, the slaves actually weren't 3/5 of a vote.
Right,
they were zero votes.
Yes,
True. And then the other guys are like 8/5 or whatever. Not exactly, but you know.
Yeah, but again, circling back to Jersey, you know, I feel like you're right. It's fair to say that Jersey itself is we give it too much shit. You guys are obvious defenders of Jersey, where you're from.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, like it sort of represents this both like populous but also like it's also one of the 13 colonies. So you know, it has ties to both worlds.
You're saying populism just because of Trump? Is that like the that's the job?
Yeah.
Populism isn't necessarily bad doing things that people want. Mm-hmm. It's just Trump is bad, if that's what you mean. But
yeah. Trump is bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been great having you on. Just want to say that's our set. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Let's give a round of applause to our improvisers. Do you guys have shows to plug? No.
SF Tonight at Stageworks every Saturday at 10:30 p.m.
Zipper Dipper Divination Intervention every other Wednesday at 8 o'clock. The next one is October 25th.
Come watch the understudies every other Thursday at 8 at Stageworks.
That's right. Everything happens at Stageworks. Chris, you have a show coming up soon.
That's right. In an hour.
That's
going to be well before this podcast gets released.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Sorry. I actually think I'm hoping this podcast comes out like closer to Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the Spooktober, because this is our Spooktober episode.
This is our Spooktober.
We didn't get into that scary. I know, we didn't get very except for David's Bane mask. I was gonna make this joke. I'm thinking of this joke today. I'm like, oh man, it's Halloween came early. Everyone's walking around in a mask.
Yeah, I was gonna make the exact same joke.
And then I was like, oh no, that's kind of mean.
It is.
Oh, I just thought it was kind of dumb.
But anyways, well, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you too. Endgames?
Endgames. Yep. Endgames Improv. There's classes.
Yes, classes. There are shows.
Yeah.
Like this show.
Yeah.
And other shows.
Yeah.
you can go to endgamesimprov.com for more information. For both of those.
Yeah, and I just want to thank you guys for coming out. We want to plug our next show.
Yes, our next show is the first Friday of November.
First Friday of November. I mean... Okay, it's gonna get a little confusing. Our show is now every second Friday of
the month.
Every second Friday of the month, except for November, when we're having
a sort of a special 1 year anniversary of this podcast.
Yeah, it's gonna be 2 hours.
2 hours. It's gonna be sort of a party.
It's gonna be a party. It's gonna be a soiree.
It's gonna be a soiree.
It's gonna be a humdinger.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So we're your November finest.
Friday of every month, except the first Friday of those months, which are the first year anniversary of the first episode of the show.
Thank you for making that very clear.
Yeah.
So we want to see you guys out here next month, November 3rd. But thank you so much for coming out tonight. Help yourselves to refreshments.
Yes.
And enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.